It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already April 18th and 19th. Where did the time go? It's already mid-April. Of course, we're all in the midst of COVID-19, and most of our discussions recently on our show have reflected the conversations about COVID-19. We had Eleanor Vienne on last week, and Eleanor, who's our terrific director of professional relations, was originally here to talk about April being Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we talked about that, but of course we obviously segued into COVID-19, and of course, and I think so this is relevant for my guest today, Maureen Beauregard, who is the president and CEO of Easterseals, but in addition to the biological crisis that we're all being faced with, I'm sure there's a number of mental health and related issues that have already surfaced and will continue to surface, even after the immediate crisis is over. So with that kind of tease, I'm happy to introduce Maureen Beauregard, who's the new, relatively new president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, of Easterseals New Hampshire,
really,
taking over from Larry Gammon. And we were sort of kidding offline before the show began that Maureen starts, and a couple months later, COVID-19 hits. Welcome to your new job, Maureen. How are you doing?
Isn't it just the craziest thing? I keep asking people here, is this a part of the test? Is this what a first year looks like? I'm very happy to be at Easterseals and to be working with such dedicated staff and a board of directors that is absolutely tied into the mission. It's been an amazing experience, Tom.
Great, and we'll talk about that. Ask you to talk about the mission and the history of the organization.
Sure.
But tell us about you. Obviously, have done great work in the community for many years with Families in Transition and other initiatives. So tell us about your background. To me, when it was announced that you became the new president and CEO of Easterseals New Hampshire, it was a natural fit. So I was just nodding my head, yep, that makes a lot of sense. And, of course, just in the spirit of transparency for the listening audience, one of my great employees, Bill Lambrukas, who's been working side by side with me for literally 25 years and predated me here, is on the Easterseals New Hampshire board. And, of course, we are great supporters of the Easterseals. They come in for our all employees meeting, and we do a number of campaigns. And later, we'll also talk about the Oral Health Center. But tell us about your background and how it was a natural fit for you to become the leader of Easterseals New Hampshire.
Sure. So I was with Families in Transition for 28 years, and when I left, it was Families in Transition New Horizons. And that's a group that I started back in 1991 and grew to become the largest provider for homeless individuals and families in the state. It was absolutely a labor of love, Tom. It was a tough decision to leave, but at the same time, I knew it was the right time. And inside my heart, I always had an affinity for Easterseals. And I don't know if you know this part, Tom, but I grew up in foster care, and before I went into foster care, there were five of us in my family, and one of them was Carolyn Beauregard. And eventually, while being in one of my foster homes, I saw her on TV.
Wow.
And it was, the 70s, and all of a sudden, there she is, Carolyn Beauregard, Easterseals child rep. And that just struck me so much and has always been with me and has always created a soft spot for me for Easterseals. So you can imagine how it feels to see someone that you don't really know anymore on TV. And then when I was told I had the job, I did connect with her by Facebook, and it was an amazing conversation. And
wow.
The thing that she said, Tom, was that if it wasn't for Easterseals, she never would have walked. And I feel like through Easterseals, we were able to connect through something in common. And it sounds a little hokey, but to me, it really speaks to my heart, Tom.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great personal, authentic story. But as you know, you could ask many, many families that are involved with Easter Seals, and they all say the same thing. Without Easter Seals, I wouldn't be here. Without Easter Seals, I wouldn't have connected. Without Easter Seals, I'd be in huge trouble, if not dead. I mean, so we hear that so much. That was a great story. I didn't realize that connection. My God, to see her on TV, that must have been incredible.
It was. It blew my mind. I was this kid myself, and I was in this foster home, and it's in black and white. I mean, that's how clear it is to me. And all of a sudden, she's in the living room.
Wow.
And to be able to share with her this connection. And so I have a picture of her from being the Easter Seal child rep, and I now have a really cool print in my office of her, and she's my why. And when I came here, I said, what is your why? Why are you here? Why are you working here? Why are you volunteering here? And that's been my mantra throughout my entire career is, what is my why? And definitely Carolyn is my why with Easter Seals. And you are so right about people who work here, people who have children or their, other adults that are here, the staff. It's like Easter Seals runs through their veins.
Absolutely. You go on campus, Easter Seals, New Hampshire, in Manchester, and you can feel it. You can feel the passion. So I'm going to read the mission statement, and then if you could, let's talk about the history of the organization, and then we'll start to talk about who we serve, which will take us well beyond the first break. So we'll
sure.
I'll let you know. But the mission, of course, Easter Seals provides exceptional services to ensure that all people with disabilities or special needs in their families have equal opportunities to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. And that really resonates with me because one of the things, my sort of passion is equality and specifically equality as it relates to oral health. And so one of my mantras now is that everybody deserves a smile, the sort of the democratization of the smile. And so whether you're on Medicaid and don't have a dental benefit, we want to make sure you deserve a smile. So I just love your mission statement, so thanks. So tell us about the history of the organization, and then we'll start to get into, who you serve and the programs. And every time when I study up, when I have an Easter Seals meeting, even though I feel like I'm super connected, and obviously Bill Imbrucus keeps me posted on all the great activities as well, I'm still blown away with how many people you serve. It just, no matter how many times I read it and, understand it. So we'll take a lot of time on that, and a lot of that we'll talk about after the first break. But tell us about the history of the organizations, and then we'll start about the various programs.
Like so many not-for-profits, they start because someone's affected by something and they want to do something about it. And that was Edgar Allan, and it was like 101 years ago. And the reason that he started it is because one of his sons was killed in a streetcar accident, and they were living in Ohio. And while his son couldn't be helped, and his son's life couldn't be changed or saved, he was inspired to start something for other kids. And when you think about Easter Seals, oftentimes people think about, when I hear his story, they talk about polio, crutches and braces, and it was really about the kids. And when I think about Easter Seals myself, and I think about my sister Carolyn, she has on those braces. She's one of those kids. And then, it came to New Hampshire in 1936, and we now have Maine and Vermont. But when we think about the history and we think about where we are today, people automatically go to my sister Carolyn, and today it is an amazing organization that still does that in a different way. It does it, but we reflect what the community needs, and over this you know, the 70-some-odd years that New Hampshire's been around, we reflect the needs of the community, and that's an amazing thing to do, to have an organization that doesn't stay here because that's what it did in the beginning, but to grow with the need. That's a sign of, to me, a very healthy and forward-looking organization with a good board and dedicated staff.
Exactly. You have an impressive leadership team, an impressive board, and always looking for those opportunities that are mission-sensitive, yet growing and thriving. And specifically in New Hampshire, East Fields, New Hampshire was founded in 1936. And tell us about the affiliation you also have with Maine and Vermont, just to kind of level set the audience. And then I think we'll go to break, and then once you answer that, and then after break, we'll start talking about the multitude of programs and people you serve.
Sure. So it's East Fields, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, and Farnham Center. And that's kind of a long tagline. We are the affiliate for Maine, and we are the affiliate for Vermont, and Farnham Center, which is a substance misuse program, is also under the umbrella of Easter Seals. And we have more limited programs in Vermont and Maine. However, we are looking forward into where are we going, and we're going to be looking at what can we be doing now in those states. We're not going to create something to compete with what's already existing, but we do a really good job in New Hampshire, and we really need to see what are we doing and what should we be doing in those other states. You know, and Farnham Center really is, the jewel for all of New Hampshire in regards to substance abuse treatment, and has really grown from a building on Hanover Street to complexity of programs for varying folks.
Very, very, very impressive. And one thing Maureen just said right before that was Easter Seals doesn't want to reinvent the wheel. You know, if there are existing programs and organizations, we leverage Easter Seals' strength, to help, the existing structure in place. So we're going to go to commercial break. And I know we've only tipped the iceberg here, but we're going to talk after break about the many people that Easter Seals New Hampshire has served across three states, and as well as how many employees work at Easter Seals, which I think will surprise you. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with the President and CEO of Easter Seals New Hampshire, Maureen Beauregard, on this April 18th and 19th. And first and foremost, I hope everybody's loved ones and yourself are well and healthy. I know we're all in this together. Together we can make it happen and get through it. It's already mid-April. We will get through it. But I want to focus now with Maureen on the programs and who we serve, meaning who Easter Seals New Hampshire serves across the three states. And one factoid that many people are surprised, when I've mentioned this in the past, is that pre-COVID-19, Easter Seals has 1,800 employees across three states. So in addition to all of the programs that you have for individuals with disabilities of all ages, you have a huge, wonderful crew of people that that are passionate and motivated. How do you do that, Maureen?
You know, when I came in, people were like that. And, I started Families in Transition, and I love Families in Transition New Horizons, and it was a great culture, great everything. And I thought, am I ever going to find that again? And coming to Easter Seals, you stated how many staff we have. We have 13 programs, and we're across three states. But what's pretty amazing is that these staff are committed. They are committed. They love the mission. They love Easter Seals. And this whole COVID-19 pandemic has really reflected people's love of Easter Seals, and their dedication to this mission and to those we serve.
Great. So let's talk about, you have approximately 13 core programs, and I know there's interrelationships, and there actually may be more. So tell us about the various services ranging from autism all the way through my favorite, oral health services, but everything's my favorite, actually, but one that I'm more familiar with. But why don't we start with autism and just go through the list?
You know, with children, we go back to the days of my sister, and, you know, and then we move through time, and, you know, we do have all those programs that kids may need, from autism services, camping, child development centers, child care, which are open to everyone. Your child doesn't need to have a special need to go there. We actually want to have a group that reflects a child's life, and having a mixed group. So those child development centers are critical. We have, we also have early support services. We have residential education programs for some kids who are the most profoundly disabled, and I'm just so proud that we're able to be a part of their lives. I went to a show that they did in January, and it was the sweetest thing, seeing people be their best selves to whatever capacity that they could. So it's really wonderful being a part of an organization that holds these kids so high in esteem and really does strive for that, live, learn, work, and play. And then we can move on to, you know, services for adults, whether it be military veteran services, senior services, the Farnham Center with our substance misuse services. And then we have a workforce program where kids who are, you know, leaving school and becoming an adult who have special needs, we work with them as well. And then we also have transportation. We provide transportation to the Manchester School District for children with special needs. And as you stated, we have our oral health services. And last year, we provided, you know, services to over 27,000 individuals. And that's a huge number.
Absolutely. Let's pause there for a minute, because you have a great team there with Dr. Shannon Farrell and others. Mm-hmm. And so obviously, you know, Northeast Delta Dental has contributed to it, but that's not why I'm mentioning this, is that what was really heartwarming for me is the understanding, as what I said earlier, that everybody deserves a smile, and if you're in a population that doesn't have traditional dental insurance or a government program that supports dental coverage, I mean, Easter Seals becomes, you know, one of the centers of last resort for people to get them out of pain and also to, you know, get their self-esteem back up there. So I just really want to commend you for that, and I know that the team there works really hard. And then in terms of fully connecting the dots for our listening audience, the audience has heard me talk about the program that we did and still do for the Boys and Girls Club of Manchester, where some of the children who also haven't seen dentists, and they may be age 8, 9, 10, literally, you know, have never seen the dentist, where we brought teledentistry, Delta Dental funds to teledentistry. And, of course, this was pre-COVID, but the hygienist and dentist, you know, shows up at the Boys and Girls Club. And then at some point, if it's beyond a cleaning and the child needs to get some restorative work done, then they're transported, guess where, to the Easter Seals Oral Health Center. So that's how, to me, the not-for-profits, you know, work together. And I can kind of see this big picture. So it was like such a natural fit when, you know, to develop the program for the Boys and Girls Club and then the interface, you know, with the Easter Seals Oral Health Center. So thank you for being part of that. Let's pause, too, on veterans. Of course, you obviously support Veterans Count in a big way, and we're involved with that. And, of course, they also need dental care. I'll talk about that momentarily. But they're also, you know, mental health and other services. And we all know that one of the challenges for veterans is they're used to health helping people and delivering the goods, so to speak. And when you're on the other side of that, it's sometimes difficult for a veteran to, take the help that they need. So tell us how that program works and the Easter Seals' involvement.
Sure. And just a comment on oral health. You know, that is, teeth are the gateway to the whole body. And if our teeth aren't well, the rest of our body is going to be sick. And sometimes folks don't understand that when your teeth are sick, it can just cause other ailments throughout your body. So
you're my best commercial. You know, I end every speech with the mouth is part of the body, and you can't have good oral health without good oral health. And there's just for the listening audience, if you have some time on your hands and you want to know the history of why the mouth was disconnected from the body and how, you know, Maureen and my goal is to reconnect it, is there's a great book by Mary Otto called Teeth, and she wrote it because of a young man named DeMonte Driver in Washington, D.C. area, a young person, died because of a tooth infection. And then she's a reporter, and she was doing a story on that. It ended up being a book. But it's well beyond, I mean, that's obviously an extreme case, but well beyond that. If you're in dental pain, it's well beyond self-esteem issues. You'll have those systemic problems that Maureen related to. So thanks for saying that. So sure. Let's get back to the veterans.
Sure. So Military and Veteran Services is a program of Easter Seals, and Veterans Count is the funding arm that raises the funds for that service. We're able to basically provide veterans and their families case management services, and you know, folks can spend time in whatever branch of the military, and when they come out, it's a very different world. And what the wars that people have been going through are, while the effects can be the same, people are coming out with TBIs, et cetera, PTSD, and it's important to have a place that can receive them. And that is what Military and Veteran Services is. We provide that mental health service. We provide that care management. And we also are able to provide some financial support to help people through small emergencies. The goal is to connect people to ongoing services so that they're able to continue with their lives. We're always open to military and veterans and their families, no matter what. If you go through a hard time and you go through a hard time again, we want you to call us. You know, our military have, they're the heart of America, and it's so important that they be received well.
Absolutely.
And that is what Military and Veteran Services is about.
So thank you. As I like to say when I've gone to the Veterans Count breakfast and other events, is like little things like your roof leaking and other issues in the household occur, you know, whether someone's deployed or, you know, someone has PTSD or not. So it's in a lot of respects, you know, that's the beauty of the veteran services. So thank you for that. Tell us about senior services and workforce development.
Sure. Senior services, we have a day center for our seniors. Right now they're closed due to the COVID-19. But they're safe spaces for people to come during the day, and they get breakfast and lunch. And we provide them with varied services throughout the day, depending on what an individual need is. It's so important that they're able to socialize, and should they have some sort of a memory issue, it's important that their folks taking care of them at home are able to get a break. And then on workforce development, you know, it's about kids with special needs that are transitioning from, you know, high school into the world. And it's hard enough for folks who don't have those special needs. And this team is just an amazing team. They're firecrackers. They get these kids. They understand them. And, you know, they're part coach, part, you know, fun-loving, and part, like, let's get it done. And they do a great job with these kids and finding employment placement for them.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
You're, You're amazing. So last year alone, you served over 27,000 individuals, and many of those or provided services on a reduced or even sometimes free basis. Thanks for Health for Partners. So, if I'm listening to this and you've made such a compelling argument, I know the website is easterseals.com/newhampshire.com. How can an individual or employer help in terms of either funding or volunteering?
You know, go to that website and go to our volunteer or donor place on the site. You know, we are always in need of special things for one of the many programs that we offer, whether it be folks coming in and playing music for the seniors, or, you know, an employer willing to and being happy to employ some of our youth that are transitioning out. You know, we have such a varied programs. You know, we give away over $7 million in services every year, and I'm so proud of that.
Absolutely. So amazing. So the website, again, is easterseals.com/newhampshire.com. Plenty of opportunities to donate and volunteer. And there's also, although some of them, of course, now will be virtual, but there are, you know, special events, you know, the Eversource Walk event, which will be probably virtual. There are things like that that all of us can participate in, get more knowledge about what EasterSeals does for people all across New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine as well. And to the extent that you as an individual, as an employer, can contribute, please do. Maureen Beauregard, thanks for your leadership. For EasterSeals New Hampshire, and prior to that, for Families in Transition and New Horizons, you're a jewel in New Hampshire, and we're lucky to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And we so are appreciative of our staff and our board. This is a very difficult time, and I just feel like we're so mission-centric that those we serve are going to be okay.
Perfect. Thanks for saying that. Again, the website is EasterSeals/NewHampshire.com. Thank you, Maureen Beauregard.